We have to take from the game overall.
I mean, if you played run and gun hockey with Tampa, you're gonna probably end up on the losing end. So, you know, I thought we stuck with it for the majority of the game, but clearly not enough.
What did you think about the hit on Rask there on that second period power play toward the end?
I'm not a ref, man. I mean, it's obviously there's blood on the ice. I didn't really see it, but you know, it's tough whenever, especially when you're, you know, a really good young defenseman goes down. But I mean, that's all I'm saying.
So you're getting the run and gun in the third period. Is that part of the habits you're trying to form here to just, I guess, stick with it?
Well, like we have a chance in the power play, and I think, you know, we have to capitalize on those if we're gonna win games. I mean, we're right there. We're playing a good game, and we have the opportunity to you know, score a goal and get right back in it. And unfortunately, you know, a couple breakaways, you know, they have some good players over there, going to make some high skilled plays, some speedy players. So that's what happened.
It's been a long pretty good about not letting them get a snowball like that after this road trip, especially. Because I know it's Tampa, but he was playing. He's kind of getting away from the third.
I think we just got to narrow our focus. I mean, I think, you know, maybe guys see that Rask doesn't get the call there and maybe get a little frustrated, and you know, they start on the power play in the third period. You know, lets their skill guys, you know, get touches, get back into the game right away. I see that was part of it, but again, we can't be giving up breakaways and stuff like that. We have to make smart reads, and unfortunately, that's the way it went today.
You've gone right back to playing big minutes, playing on the penalty kill. How do you feel personally right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a positive, you know, weekend for me as far as getting back and playing, but it feels nice to be back in the mix. You know, I felt better tonight than I did last night. Obviously, just with haven't played a game in 8 months until last night, so, you know, certain little plays, just seeing the way plays play out and reading situations, tonight was a little bit better for me.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you.
I'll be right back with Jack.